USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Thousands of mourners chanting, "America is the great Satan," marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and Iraqi militant leaders who were killed in a U.S. airstrike. General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force and the mastermind of its regional security strategy, and someone who was involved in killing over 3,000 American troops, was killed in the airstrike near the Iraqi capital. The attack has caused regional tensions to soar. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation, raising fears of an all-out war with the United States. President Donald Trump says he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. His administration says Soleimani was plotting a series of additional attacks that endangered American troops. Washington has dispatched another 3,000 troops to neighboring Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Massachusetts man accused of killing a 13-year-old girl and injuring two other people will continue to be held without bail. Gregory Goodsell has pleaded not guilty to numerous counts, including operating under the influence, an account of manslaughter. A judge in Plymouth District Court ruled that Goodsell was a danger to the public. Prosecutors in court said Goodsell's driving record included more than 35 violations. He did acknowledge at the scene of the crash that he had drank way too much and used cocaine at a holiday party thrown by his boss. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has laid off her entire campaign staff, but Williamson is not expected to completely exit the race, at least not yet. Williamson issued a statement confirming she will stay campaigning, but also stating that she cannot afford a traditional campaign. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are new estimates made of the total U.S. damage and economic loss due to weather-related causes in 2019. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The report was compiled by AccuWeather of State College, Pennsylvania. Listed the California wildfires at $80 billion, hurricanes at $22 billion, tornadoes and severe local storms at $19.5 billion, flooding at $12.5 billion, and winter storms at $8 billion. If you did the math, you'll find the total cost at a $142 billion figure. AccuWeather also included crop losses to farmers, as well as the lingering health effects resulting from diseases from standing water from flooding and health impacts from the poor air quality from forest fires. I'm John Clemens.
China has replaced its top official in Hong Kong following months of protest in the semi-autonomous territory. Wang Zhimin, the most senior mainland political official stationed in Hong Kong, was replaced as director of the liaison office of the People's Central Government. The office has come under major criticism in both Hong Kong and China for misjudging the growing unrest. Liu Huing, who previously served as secretary for the Communist Party in northern China, will take over the role. Around 400 people were arrested during a New Year's Day demonstration that turned violent, with people throwing Molotov cocktails and vandalizing banks and shops, while police responded with pepper spray and tear gas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.